Hey, my friend, today we're talking about how to market books, how to market your book if you're an author. We're talking about marketing for authors, so stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? Today we're going to be talking about how to market your book. And in order to start that, first of all, as usual, I received a question because we teach marketing, we teach how to use digital age marketing to get your word out, to get your message out to the world. That's what we're talking about here today. And I received a question from somebody who has plans to write some books. They want to become an author. And the person wanted to know, how do I get the word out? Well, in order to answer that question, I have a story to tell you. So some like about probably about 9, 8 years ago, my father, who is also my business partner in my real estate business, he had a book. He wrote a book. You can check it out. It's called Old Behavior. It's on Amazon.com, and he wrote a book. And at that time, I'd already started to become very, very much into marketing, like heavy, right? I was already doing very well with my business, but I could also see correlations between my real estate business at the time, and the marketing I was doing, and his book, you know, because I had an insider experience when it comes to marketing a product, a service, a person, a brand. I had like hands-on experience of that, and I was getting results. So, and at that time, I wasn't too much of a big fan of anything you're doing from a sentimental standpoint as well. These days, I'm a little bit more tolerant for, you know, doing things just for the sake of doing it, just because you want to do it, right? But I also see that today, you know, I'm a little bit wiser, I'm a little older and wiser. I can see sometimes you just do things because it makes you happy, not necessarily because you want to make money. So at the time, if I look far behind right now, 2020 hindsight, vision, clear vision, I can see he just wanted to write a book. He's passionate about the scriptures, learning the scriptures, and sharing. That's all he was passionate about. And as far as making it or turning it to a business was not something he wasn't interested in that. But anyway, even though he wasn't interested in that, he still wanted people to pick up his book. And this is where I try to bring people back to reality. Yes, you're just passionate about what you do, but wouldn't you want other people to take a look at it? Wouldn't you want other people to see your work? Wouldn't you want to hear, oh man, great work, right? As many times as possible. So a lot of time people start a business, including writing books, and they are a little in denial. Like, yeah, I just wanted to do it. I'm just an artist. I'm a artist of art. But the truth is that you will want as many people as possible to experience what you're trying to tell them, the story you're trying to tell them, right? The point you're trying to make across by writing a book, recording a CD, or being an artist, whatever you're trying to, you want as many people as possible to get a hold of it. So I realized that not a lot of people have that kind of insight now, and it's just not natural to a lot of people. So we're back to my story. He decided to write a book. It's called Old Behavior. And while he was trying to see how he could publish, so a lot of time people don't look at the word publish as marketing. Well, in this digital age and time, publishing means marketing, and it actually means a daily thing. It means an ongoing thing. It doesn't mean you publish a book and that's it, you become a best-selling author. It doesn't work like that, okay? So my father decided to put out the book, even though I was trying to get him to stop blogging. You can check out his blog as well at christianedification.org. So he, you know, I try to get him. I said, you gotta stop blogging. You gotta have a follow. You have to have followership. I mean, yes, you can launch your book among your family and friends, which is what most authors do. There are a ton of programs out there that will take your money, $600, $700, $2,000, in the name of they're going to help you promote your book. It's a lie, okay? It's the same thing that artists for the pro the same thing that artists fall into. They make this mistake and they sign ridiculous bogus deals with companies, labels that literally cannot help them. So it comes down to this, okay? Anyway, let me finish the story. He wrote the book. He got this company, I forgot, I'm trying to see if I can remember the name of the company. It was something something publishing. And literally all they did, they printed the book. Great. The great thing they did is they printed the book, and I think they printed, I don't know, a couple of hundreds for him. And then he did a launch. He did a launch at his church. Now, at his church, I've seen so many ministers of God. I see so many people launch books, and they launch a book. Some of them launch a little book. Some of them launch a little pamphlet book. I'm trying to see if I can find an example, right? I don't see any around me right now. But some of them launch books, and they just launching means they bring their family and friends together. Some of them give them $100, some of them give them $300, some of them just buy the book for $20, right? And they launch it. Maybe they raise maybe $300, maybe $1,000. You know, some of them raise up to $2,000-$3,000. But then that's the end of it. So what ends up happening is that people launch these books, they get a copy of it, they never read it. So in other words, your books is ending up in the hands of people that are not in your target market. Okay? Now, I know for somebody who is launching a Christian book, everybody is their target market, even though that's not true. Fundamentally speaking, in marketing, everybody will never be your target market. There's somebody that your books should be solving their problem. Your book should be answering somebody's question. That person is your target market. So old behavior is the title of the book. And old behavior is the title of book for people that are already following you. It does not necessarily say, I'm going to solve your problem. Like nobody comes to the internet and say, hey, I have a bad old behavior that I would like to get rid of. Or people usually don't type those kind of keywords into the search engines, right? They have other things that they type into the search engines. And it was your, if that was your book, that would be your responsibility to do that research and find out how you can resonate with people at their deepest painful level. Okay? But anyway, back to the story. He launched the book. A bunch of people purchased the book. Not a bunch, but the few people. I don't know, maybe there were 20 people in the room, 15 people. Even some of the people that were supposed to be members of his church, he's an elder. Some of the people that they did not even show up for the launch, and then the reality kicks in, right? He sent the book. I think he sent the book out to a couple of people. I read the book myself, but a couple of things I wanted to point out about writing a book and marketing the book. Okay, first of all, he wrote a book out of passion. Okay, sentimental, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. Okay, he had a word from the Lord that he received, and he wanted people to get it by the way of that book, right? And he put it out. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But now, let's talk about you that you landed on this video. Chances are you searched for how to market your book. In other words, you really care about getting your book out into the world, and you want to spread that message as far and as wide as possible. Number one, because that's your message. Hopefully, that's your purpose. Secondly, you want to make some profit. You want to make some sales. You want to make bank. You want to build a business out of this. Why? Not because you're greedy, because you want to keep writing books. You want to keep helping people, right? So if you're not making money, you're not going to be able to keep helping people. That's just how it works. So you need resources, and the number one resources you're going to need is you. The second resources you're going to need is some time to write books. The third is money, okay? So you can feed your family and possibly, probably be a full-time author. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being a full-time author, traveling around the country, speaking engagements? And there's nothing wrong with making a full-blown business out of you being an author, okay? And that's what I want to talk about. So the first step is you got to do your research, okay? Your book should be solving a problem and answering somebody's question. Bottom line, okay? And let's get into a little bit of details about your book. The title of your book should be self-explanatory, okay? Network marketing for dummies. Network marketers know how to pick that up. They know, hey, maybe I'm a dummy. Network marketing, let me just learn everything I need to learn from scratch, right? Those kind of titles is what you're looking for. The 4-Hour Work Week by, what's his name? I forgot. But yeah, 4-Hour Work Week. Who doesn't want to work 4 hours a week and then live a lifestyle of abundance, right? Everybody, you know who your target market is. That person that doesn't want to work for the rest of their life, maybe they've worked already, they just want to build a business that they enjoy. 4-Hour Work Week, right? That title right there. Let me think of another title. Sell or Be Sold, right? Sell or Be Sold. Salespeople know that book is for them. That's a book by Grant Cardone, right? Those are books. Now, Rich Dad Poor Dad, Rich Dad Poor Dad is not exactly a catchy, like when he launched, but he launched through platforms like Oprah and things like that. He did interviews, okay? So that's one. So you got to do your research and make sure the second step is you want to make sure that your title and your description speaks to the person you're trying to target. You must have a target market is the second point here, okay? Do your research, have a target market. The second thing is here is that publishing for you is not a once a year thing. It has to be a daily thing. You got to have a blog. That's number three. Number four, you got to publish every day, okay? You got to publish every day because from your daily publishing, that's where your books are going to spring out. I'm going to give you an example right now. Joel Austin, okay? Joel Austin is a guy who mastered the art of being an author. He's a best-selling author multiple times over and over and over because he publishes every day. I get his email every day. I get his word of encouragement from the Lord every single day. That's publishing. Publishing does never stop. I told people this years ago. I told my pastor years ago, you publish every single day. If you're reading your Bible every day, you must have something you're sharing with the world every single day. The same goes for you. No matter what kind of topic your book is about, you must have something you want to publish on YouTube, on your blog, online every single day. When you do that, what's going to happen? You must have a followership. You're going to build a followership, okay? Your followers are the people that are going to pick up your book first, okay? They're following you for the topic that you are an expert at, okay? They're following you for the book that you are an expert in. So, if I mean for the topic that you're an expert in, and they're following you, and then boom, you launch a book, a 200, 300 pages book. Do you think they're going to pick it up? Yes. A percentage, a decent percentage of them are going to pick it up. Not only that, they're going to spread the word about your book. That's free marketing, okay? So the marketing of your book does not start when you start writing the book. It does not start after you finish writing the book. It started way before that, okay? Another example, Charlemagne, right? Charlemagne is the guy who was a top radio guy in New York City. You can check him out, Breakfast Club, right? Morning show, right? He launched the book Privilege, The Black Privilege, right? The Black Privilege is 8, 9, 10 weeks on the top best-selling again because you know why? You know the formula? Yeah, you're right. He's popular already. Well, he has a followership. He publishes daily on YouTube. So if he, as a big brand, has to publish every day, guess what you're gonna have to do, my friend? You're gonna have to publish every day. So that brings me down to this. Let me round this off again. Target, well, do your research. Target market, speak to your target market. Number one, do your research. Speak to your target market, okay? Publishing daily, three, right? Build a followership, four, okay? Build a followership, four. And I think the fifth here is not necessarily a step, it's a fact that you must know, okay? The fifth thing here is that the publishing for you as an author does not start at the beginning of your book. It does not start at the end of writing the book. It started way before that. Start today. Turn on the camera on your smartphone and start talking about the topic that you want to talk about on YouTube and send it out to your friend. Share it on the social media. Share with friends and family and start talking about the topic right now. Okay? You know what's going to happen? You're going to learn more about the topic by simply talking about it. Okay, we're talking about invest, learn, do, and teach right now. Okay, you invest the time to actually start publishing. You're learning as you're doing it. You're doing it, of course, and then you're teaching it by simply sharing it, right? If you're doing that, first of all, you'll be learning more about the topic more than ever before. See, things you thought you knew about the topic you want to write about a book, want to write in a book, you don't know one tenth of it yet. Let me give you a case in point. So my father wrote the book, like 7 years later, he read the book, his own book, and he wasn't feeling too comfortable about what he read in the book because he just came back from Nigeria at the time. He had lived in Nigeria for consistently for about, I don't know, seven, was this probably about 20 years at the time. I mean, I was born in Nigeria, but he lived there, went back to Nigeria, lived for 20 years. You know, the mindset is different. He's 20 years older. And then he read the book 7 years later, and he felt different. The ideas that you want to put in a book right now, I promise you, you're going to change your mind 5, 7 years from now. Well, it's not going to matter if you have a followership that's growing with you, okay? Because we all grow. And of course, your ideologies will change over time. You get older, you get wiser. You know, your ideologies will change over time by default. So that's why you must publish every day, and you must have your audience grow with you. Everything you think you know about your topic, you don't know them yet, because number one, you don't have examples. People are not asking you questions on a regular basis. You know, any topic here in the world is a case by case by case situation. Okay, it's truly a case by case situation, and you learn more when people apply what you're teaching, and then you have another unique situation, and then you have another idea for another book. That's how you build a business out of being an author, right? So that's how you market your book. So marketing your book does not start when you start writing it. It does not stop when you finish writing it or start, right? It started way before that. So you want to start today. So here's the thing. Putting a blog together, putting a YouTube page together, it's not as simple as that. You want people to find it. You want people that are doing research and all that. So when it comes down to doing the right research and finding what your target market is, that's something we cover in full details in our free class. So if you want to attend that free class, you will see a link on the screen right now. When I say free leads, free traffic, this is essentially people that are targeted, that are looking for you as the expert that will teach them the topic that you want to write your book about, right? And that's something we cover in details with a ton of case studies and things like that in the free masterclass. So go through that right now. You see the link, olatalks.com/mastermind, olatalks.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. That's for those of you that are listening to me on iTunes. You can subscribe pretty much anywhere on our podcast, on YouTube. Okay, so just wanted to share that with you really quickly. And if you enjoy these topics that I'm coming with every day, you want to get my videos update every day before anyone else gets their hands on it, you want to be the first viewer of my videos, simply click subscribe below this video. If you're watching me on YouTube, click subscribe and let's become a family here. Let's become a family. And please, if you think somebody is trying to be an author and they will really enjoy and value what I just shared in this video in terms of publishing and marketing their book and becoming a best-selling author, please share this video with them, and please give me a thumbs up if you really enjoy this topic. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.